And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the American poet who said, "Say it, no ideas but in things." William Carlos Williams, born Rutherford, New Jersey, 1883. Father was English, mother was Puerto Rican. His father thought the son should go into dentistry, but Williams did not care to stand still all day, so he went into medicine instead, pediatrics, at the same time as he was writing poetry under the influence of Ezra Pound, and settled in his hometown, Rutherford, practiced medicine there and wrote poems on scraps of paper and prescription pads during breaks. It was on this date in 1683 the Dutchman Antony van Leeuwenhoek wrote a letter to the Royal Society sharing his discovery of animalcules, what we now know as bacteria. He was untrained in science, had no higher education, but he was very interested in lenses, ground his own and made his own simple microscopes, and studied the plaque he found between his teeth, was the first to discover and look at blood cells, sperm, nematodes, muscle fibers, and algae. Wrote, right up until his death at the age of 90, his last letters were detailed observations of his own final illness. It's the birthday of Ken Kesey, La Junta, Colorado, 1935, author of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, the title from the children's rhyme One Flew East, One Flew West, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It's the birthday of the Irish writer Frank O'Connor, born in Cork, 1903, author of the memoir An Only Child and My Father's Son. And it's the anniversary of the Battle of Antietam, 1862, near Sharpsburg, Maryland, along the banks of Antietam Creek. Nearly 23,000 casualties in one day, the bloodiest single day in American military history, and the battle ended in a draw. One regiment, 1st Texas Infantry, lost 82% of its men. Battle began at dawn in a cornfield. Robert E. Lee had brought his army into Maryland, which was still part of the Union, even though it was a slave state, tried to find new supplies. The Union general, George McClellan, commanded twice as many troops as Lee, and he had a copy of General Lee's battle plan. But McClellan fumbled the advantages that he had. He failed to fully collapse the Confederates' flanks, advance his center, so that more than a quarter of the Union army never took part in the battle. The Union had the advantage in the afternoon, and then late Confederate reinforcements held them off, and by sundown, both sides simply held their own ground. A veteran of the battle said the cornfield was so full of bodies that a man could have walked through it without stepping on the ground. Here's a poem for today by Eliza Griswold entitled Tigers. What are we now but voices who promise each other a life neither one can deliver, not for lack of wanting, but wanting won't make it so. We cling to a vine at the cliff's edge. There are tigers above and below. Let us love one another and let go. Tigers, a poem by Eliza Griswold from Wide Awake Field, published by Ferris Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.